Well, right now we're in the middle of the Lenten season and want to discuss that a little bit this morning, some of the sacrifices, because it's kind of a season of sacrifice. Father Trevor Shequin is in with us this morning. He is pastor of Saints Peter and Paul Catholic Church in Atlantic and St. Mary's Catholic Church in Oneida. Good morning.
Good morning, Jim. Good to be with you.
Thank you very much. It's kind of the most important time of the year for you.
Yeah, you know, this is kind of high season for us. Not only are we getting ready for Easter, that is making preparation for Easter, the getting ready itself is important for us. As you mentioned, we're in the middle of the season of Lent, which is a great time to look at life, to look at faith, and see how we're doing with those things.
Absolutely. Of course, you're more concerned with the Catholic portion of this, but as Christians, we're also Christians, and you don't have to be Catholic to be able to understand the importance of this part of the year.
No, and the origins of this time of year are very, very simple. Easter is a big deal for Christians, no matter what branch of the family tree you're on, the resurrection of our Lord from the dead. And very early on, Christians felt that they needed to spend some time in preparation, getting ready to celebrate that feast. Just like, we prepare our houses when we have a guest over or we get ready for a test. Christians felt it was a good idea to get ready to celebrate Easter. And so this period of 40 days of fasting, of prayer, of doing a little bit of penance, of giving to the poor was born out of just a simple desire to get ready to celebrate.
Well, and I mentioned up front, it's kind of a season of sacrifice. Mm-hmm. It's a time when, obviously, the Lord sacrificed for us, the ultimate sacrifice. And a lot of times we're asked to do little things, too, whether it's children in elementary school perhaps being asked to give up something, jelly beans or chocolate or something, for the Lenten season as a symbolic gesture, or some of the other things that folks might do. It's important at that time to reflect.
We live in a culture where we really can have pretty much whatever we want right now. We don't have to wait. There's no waiting. There's no self-denial. And so when we willingly decide to wait for something or deny ourselves something, even if it's, when I was a kid in elementary, it was chocolate milk. Not having chocolate milk for a couple weeks in February, March, and April, it's not going to have any lasting harm or hurt on me, but it does make me a little more conscious of the things I have, that they're a gift. I don't take them for granted as much. And I think, denying ourselves little things is good too, because it trains us to live lives of virtue, to make good choices. If we can deny ourselves little things that we want, we can probably also deny ourselves some of the bigger things that we want that we know wouldn't be the best for us in this moment, in this place.
Self-discipline.
Yeah, exactly. It's funny how, for Catholics, fasting is a big part of Lent. And what's come back into vogue, heck, I was doing it myself this last fall for quite a while, intermittent fasting is turning out to having all sorts of great health benefits for the body. Shock of shocks. If we just deny ourselves a little bit, it's actually good for us.
We talk about giving up the little things, the little sacrifices that we do that are symbolic, but, maybe we should spend more time reflecting on the sacrifices we make aren't that big a deal when you take a look at some of the things going on around the world and some of the things people live without.
And it's funny, even fasting itself, many will say, is an act that only the well-provided for can do. Our friends in Ukraine, our brothers and sisters in Ukraine right now, they're not fasting. They can't. They either don't have food because they can't get it, or they're fighting an invasion, and so they need every little scrap of carbs they can get for strength. The gift of being able to fast is one really that only belongs to those of us who have a bit of extra in life. So many around the world have it, so much worse than us. And it's good just to remember that simple fact that we really are quite blessed and all that we have is gift.
You get to this time of the year, people start to worry about things that are going on in their lives in general. Spring break, prom, graduation's not too far down the road. All the things that we think about during this time of the year, we just don't spend near enough time thinking about the things that should be important and ground us, do we?
No, I think one of the dangers with our current culture of instant information and social media where we... The amount of information you and I have access to, Jim, and consume in a day is astounding. We're not really reflective. we don't stop and, as my grandmother would yell at me, stop and smell the roses, right? We don't stop and think about where we are, how life is going, how are my relationships going, how are the choices I make every day affecting relationships, faith, family, and community. This is just a good time of year to do that and take stock of all of that and honestly see if maybe there are some minor tweaks we could make for our own happiness and for the flourishing of those with whom we're blessed to spend our lives.
We kind of get lost in all the noise.
Oh, God, yeah. Yeah, heavens, yeah. I mean, it's unbelievable. And I mean, I know I'm guilty of it. I get up every morning and the first thing I do is work out. And so I pop in earphones and there's music playing. And almost inevitably, the last thing I do before I go to bed is turn off the radio or turn off the TV. So it's noise all day long.
Kind of the way it works. And that goes with social media and all the other things out there. It doesn't have to be making noise to be noise in
exactly,
our lives.
Exactly, exactly.
A lot of distractions out there that kind of take us off the path that we probably should be on.
Mm-hmm.
As we go through this particular Lenten season, we're about, as I say, about halfway through thereabouts. Mm-hmm. What can we do from here on out to try to make the rest of this year, to make the rest of our lives better?
Yeah, I think you've kind of alluded to it. One of the things I always tell folks is it's amazing what 5 minutes of intentional silence will do for you every day. If it goes beep, if it goes buzz, if it, as you said, distracts you, shut it off, put it away, and just sit for 5 minutes. You know, Scripture tells us God speaks in silence. And we have to be quiet in order to hear Him. And I think one of our struggles today is that we don't have any quiet. We can't hear the Lord. So just a little bit of quiet and then a little bit of self-denial. You know, think about, you know, what's something that we have in our lives that we enjoy, we might not need. Can we curb it a bit? Give it up for the sake of somebody else? Because when we do that, we train ourselves to not just think of ourselves, but to think of others. And we train ourselves to make good virtuous choices. If we can be faithful, as Scripture says, in little things, then we can be faithful in big things when, you know, it really matters. When my sisters and I used to cheat during Lent and have chocolate milk, did it really matter? No. But it was good that we quit doing that because it trained us not to cheat in bigger matters later in life.
Well, when you talk about bigger matters, too, sometimes we lose focus. We're not looking at the end of the road down there. We're looking just outside the headlights
exactly,
instead.
Yeah.
And we're living for today and not living for, not even necessarily tomorrow, but for the rest of eternity.
Yeah, yeah. You know, our horizon, I think, as Christians, is always called to be bigger. And that's the ultimate Easter message, right? As we head toward Easter, that this life is not all there is. Death is not the final answer. Life forever gets the last word, and by the death and resurrection of our Lord, we have a chance to participate in eternal life. And that is offered to all of us. But as Scripture also very clearly says, we need to live our life like we're living for that.
Mm-hmm. Well, and back to what we talked about earlier, too. You know, sometimes, for my own example, if I'm visiting with someone or listening to something, sometimes I focus better with my eyes closed because I don't have that distraction. Otherwise, the eyes are bouncing around and you start focusing on other things and your ears aren't working as well as they should. They're partially closed because your eyes are open. Yeah. Now, I hesitate to do that at church because people accuse you of falling asleep and we don't want to do that. But sometimes it's just, like I said, it's blocking out that other noise and just focus in on something that's important to you or just spend a little bit of time just kind of reflecting on things that are important.
Well, you asked earlier, you know, what can we do? I think the biggest gift we can give each other in 2023 is time. Undivided attention. We're not looking at our phones, our smartwatches. We're not worried about what we're going to say next when the person gets done talking. Simple, undivided attention that's non-judgmental, that's just listening to each other is probably the biggest gift that we can give each other right now.
So you've eaten out recently.
Yeah.
Look around the restaurant.
It's crazy.
We sit at the same table with folks, but we're on the phone, and it's like we don't appreciate the people who are right there in front of us sometimes as much as we should.
Mm-hmm.
And that, again, is a way to enhance your own life.
Yeah.
And those of folks around you. And, you know, I remember someone telling me once that the mark of a lady or a gentleman is making others around you comfortable.
Exactly. Yep. Yep. And not only making them comfortable, but knowing what they need, what they desire. and fulfilling that when possible. You know, it's hospitality, right? Without even being asked. It's if when you experience true hospitality, it really does move your heart and opens possibilities for a relationship that weren't there before.
Lenten season, the Easter season, it's a great time if you open your heart and open your soul to it.
Yep, exactly. The Lord offers us all grace. So often he offers grace through the people he's put in our lives, but sometimes we just have to be silent in order to hear it.
Very good. And for those who may have lost their way in life right now and they're looking for something, well, maybe this is a time to, again, maybe sit down in quiet, in the dark, close your eyes, and just reflect a little bit on, you know, how do I center myself? What do I need to get to where I want to be?
Exactly.
Good time of the year for it. Father Trevor Shequin, thanks for coming in this morning.
Great to be with you.